AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 40 airlines across the country will see flights cut tomorrow.
Due to the government shutdown, the list obtained by the Associated Press was distributed to airlines today. The cuts will impact some of the busiest airports in the country, including Atlanta, Denver, Dallas, Orlando, Miami, and San Francisco. In major cities like New York, Houston, and Chicago, multiple airports will be affected. The Federal Aviation Administration had announced it was reducing air traffic by 10% across these high-volume markets to maintain travel safety. The move is meant to relieve pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay and have been increasingly calling off work during the ongoing shutdown. Airlines say they'll try to minimize the impact on travelers. Passengers should start to be notified about cancellations today. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Boeing will not face a criminal conspiracy charge over two 737 MAX jetliner crashes that killed 346 people after a federal judge in Texas granted the government's request to dismiss the case. President Trump is unveiling a deal today with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular obesity treatments, Zepbound and Wegovy. An immigrant who was arrested after a judge in Wisconsin allegedly helped him dodge federal agents has been sentenced to time served for illegally entering the U.S. The grim task of finding and identifying victims from the firestorm that followed a UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky, has entered a third day. Investigators are still gathering information to determine why the aircraft caught fire and lost an engine on takeoff. At least 12 people were killed. Fire destroyed a home owned by Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra, with officials saying more than 20 units were dispatched in what became a futile effort to save the property. Spoelstra was not home when the fire began. No injuries were reported. This is AP News. Energy ministers from the U.S. and European countries are holding talks in Greece
on how to use a newly upgraded regional pipeline network to better supply war-torn Ukraine. Speaking at the meeting, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright welcomed plans by the European Commission to phase out all Russian gas supplies to the EU over the next 2 years, saying that by doing so,
we can both starve the Russian war machine and build a growing future relationship between the great nations of Europe and the United States.
Wright was joined by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. Over 80 U.S. officials, European Union energy ministers, and executives from leading American liquefied natural gas companies. President Donald Trump is seeking to use America's position as the world's top exporter of liquefied natural gas to press the EU to buy more U.S. gas. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.